Warbirds back home this week, opening up a series with Columbia. We're down in the dugout with Warbirds skipper Eddie Morgan, coming off a series split up in Lynchburg against Hill City. What did you make of the six games your teams played last week?
Yeah, it's truly the dog days of minor league baseball. But excited to see the group still have energy. You know, they love the game, and they're trying to get better. Tough series. You know, it's a tough opponent, especially offensively. They put the ball in play. They're scrappy. They steal bases. But we matched it, and they were all good baseball games. It's good to get a split on the road.
Yeah.
You know, I had a chance to win the series, but now we got to come back home here and try to win a series here to keep us in.
Let me ask you about a couple of guys. Start with Antunez, who I feel like has been red hot since he got called up from Arizona. What have you seen from him in the small sample size so far?
Yeah, you know, I compare him a little bit to Brady, how he controls the zone. It's been great just to see that he has a good approach at the plate. He was disciplined. He stayed off pitches on the edges. And now I think the biggest thing for him is not only to continue to hit the mistake, but also adjust to how they're pitching him. I think that's the biggest thing. Him coming up new, they don't necessarily have all the information they need, but now that he's putting up some numbers, they're adjusting how he pitches. So I'm really excited this week to see how he takes that information and does it pitch to pitch. We talked about, you know, a lot of good hitters do it at bat to bat, but the great ones do it pitch to pitch. So excited because I think he could be a great one.
Let me ask about Rylan Mills, too. He had two home runs, a double last week up in Lynchburg. You feel like he's starting to come into his own a little bit and into his power a little bit as a younger guy?
Yeah, it's fun watching him take batting practice. He puts on a show, raw power. And his discipline at the plate keeps getting better and better every week. And you know, he's now, you know, driving the ball, you know, to all different parts of the field. But what really makes me excited about him and his potential is having the ability to really have some adjustability in the swing and still keep his power. You know, a couple weeks ago, I think it was in Charleston, basically hit a one-legged home run, got fooled on a breaking ball and still had that power to drive it out. So it's just been fun watching his growth from where he was at when he first got here, not just as a hitter, but his work ethic, his discipline, his habits, his routines, you know, how he's receiving the ball, how he's working with our pitchers. So it's a complete pitcher, not just his offense. We're seeing growth in all areas with him.
The roster looks a little different today, adding a couple of 26 draft guys in Sabathia and Jones. Obviously, everybody is different, right? But for these guys that just got drafted a month and a half, 2 months ago, they've been in Arizona. What's the bell curve like for these guys getting into affiliated ball for the first time?
Yeah, I think, again, it's learning the habits and routines of what pros go through. Some of the downtime, being able to stay engaged, finding the joy in professional baseball. Obviously, Jones coming from a really solid baseball program at Florida, and at Sabathia, at Houston. They're college guys. They've been around a little while. They have a little bit more experience. So they're going to give us a little bit of energy and a little bit more professional at-bats versus, you know, a high school kid coming up as an 18-year-old. So excited. It's going to give us a little bit more flexibility. The last couple of weeks, we've had a lot of guys playing every single day. So being able to get Handel for a breather and Hosey a breather, I think it's going to be a benefit for all of us.
Andrew Healy going up to Wisconsin. Really happy to see another guy take that next step in their career.
Awesome. Great. It's just, you know, where he was the first month to where he finished, tribute to his work ethic. Changing some of his habits and routines, working with the pitching staff and Paul and Jesus and getting where he needs to be to put him in a position of success. You know, he's been our most consistent starter, even when he was tandem and he would come in, plus change up, threw a lot of strikes, and excited to see, you know, how that is going to evolve as he advances. But I think he did everything he needed to do to get that promotion, so we're excited for him.
Eddie, appreciate the time. All the best today and this week.
Yeah, let's win the day.
That's Eddie Morgan down in the dugout on the Warbirds Baseball Network.